I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A year after the fall of the Assad regime in Syria, many minority religious refugees remain displaced in Lebanon. Camille Melki with Heart for Lebanon says the organization is committed to serving vulnerable people, including both Syrian refugees and Lebanese who are hurting financially. Though Syrian refugees are often skeptical of Christians, some show a thirst for the gospel. Please pray that as Syrians return home, they'll take the gospel with them. Meanwhile, for women in Uganda facing unplanned pregnancies, fear can shape every decision. Life International partners with a church network in Uganda, training pastors and Christian leaders on how to support crisis pregnancies with practical help and gospel hope. April Schmidt with Life International says they hope to see the program multiply its impact. Please pray for Ugandans to know God the Father's heart for life. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.